How you doing there? Woo! Oh my goodness gracious! Wow, Chevrei, mom is literally just finished recording yesterday's stuff. Oh, I'm exhausted. But well, why is my noise canceling headphones feel kind of funny? But I'm only just gonna get started on today's stuff, and then I gotta run. Shabbos is starting in like 15 minutes. So, I'm just going to get started. Hopefully, I'll be able to do the first part in 15 minutes. Oh my gosh. Stuff is crazy, but it's awesome. Okay, wait, one second. My noise-canceling headphones are weird. Okay, maybe that's better. All right. Oh, here we go. Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Memei, Daf 45, Masech Daf Metzi, friends. Okay, so as I just said, I'm just only going to start the Daf. Now I'm going to have to pick up probably on Sunday. Oh my gosh. And do tomorrow, dude, it's a whole mission to keep up over here with Bava Metzia. It's been a mission to keep up since Babylon Talmud, Bava Kama. My brain is complete mush. Okay, here we go. What are we talking about? I can't remember, really. My brain is complete mush. We're talking about Paris and Ma'os and Kesef and Zov. At the end of the daf, we're then going to get into Chalifin, which is awesome, but I'm obviously not going to be getting into that today, but it'll be on this daf. It'll be in the same recording. Okay. Fine. Where are we? We're going to start in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, about 15 lines or so from the bottom where we left off yesterday, obviously. Tanan Asim. We learned in a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Beishamay Om says, Beishamay Lo Yaise Odom Sloin Dinrei Zov. Okay, interesting. This section, I guess, it's kind of like an amud. It's like the size of an amud. Oh gosh, I only have like 10 minutes. Whatever, I'll figure it out. It makes no difference. Okay. Tanano, this stuff is dense, huh? Tanano, some Beishame Omrim Lo Yaisa Adam Sloin Dinrei Zov. Okay. If a person had Maaser Sheni, right? Of course, Maaser Sheni, you have your produce and stuff, and you separate Truma, you separate Maaser Rishon, then you separate Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni needs to be schlepped to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Now, if you don't want to schlep all these produce to Yerushalayim, you can transfer the value onto money and bring the money instead. Now, what we're talking about is where you transferred the value of the produce onto silver, silver coins, and now you want to transfer it onto gold coins to consolidate, right? If it's 25 silver coins and one gold coin, so why not consolidate and there'll be less to schlep? Okay. So tonight also was talking Maaser Sheni. Beishamei Om says Beishamei Lo Yaisa Adam Sloin Dinrei Zov. If he had been poda is Maaser Sheni with silver coins, he should then not consolidate and transfer the value of the silver coins onto gold coins. Vesil Matir, Vesil says Gzunta Eight, no problem. You can sort of consolidate the silver coins into gold coins. That is Beis Hillel's opinion. Reb Yechanan v'Rish Lakish, we have Machlokes Reb Yechanan v'Rish Lakish, Chad Omer, Machlokes b'Sloim al Dinorin. One opinion between Reb Yechanan v'Rish Lakish, one of their opinion is that this Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who says, right, Beis Shammai say that the silver cannot be transferred onto gold. Beis Hillel says the silver can be transferred to gold. That Machlokes is specifically between gold, silver and gold. Can you transfer the silver onto gold? The Beis Shammai Sabre, the Beis Shammai hold, Kaspa Tiva Vidaiva Peira. That Beis Shammai say that the silver is considered the currency and the gold relative to the silver is considered Peiris. Vetiva apere lo michalinon, and you can't transfer the value, right? You can't transfer the Maaser Sheni value of currency onto fruits. Therefore, it's not allowed. Uveis Hillel savre, whereas Beis Hillel hold kaspa pera v'daiva tiva, that the gold would be considered currency relative to the silver, right? The gold would be considered, which is more valuable, would be considered the currency relative to the less valuable silver. Ufeira ativo michalel linon. And you can be michalel the fruits, the kesef, in this case, onto gold. Aval peris al dinarin de reakol michalel linon. But everyone would agree that you can be mechalel the fruit, the initial fruits, the ma'aser sheni itself, onto gold, right? Meaning, so according to this view, whether it's Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's Rish Lakish, we don't know yet. But according to this view, the machlokas between Beis Sha'am and Beis Hillel is specifically once you have already been mechalel the actual ma'aser sheni onto kesef, can you then be mechalel the kesef? Right? Can you then transfer the kesef onto gold? Beis Sha'am says no, because the gold would be considered peiros relative to the kesef. And Beis Hillel says yes, because the gold would be considered ma'os relative to the kesef. But everyone agrees, however, that if you have ma'aser sheni, like actual produce, and that you want to be mechalel, everyone would agree you can be mechalel onto gold. Because even Beis Shammai, you say that you can't consolidate the silver into gold. That's only gold relative to silver. But gold relative to fruits would be considered currency, just like Beis Hillel, who say that silver relative to gold would be considered fruits, would be considered peiros, and yet obviously Beis Hillel had no problem with being poda the ma'aser sheni itself onto silver, right? Because we're talking about where the ma'aser sheni was already poda onto silver. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel obviously agree that you can be poda the ma'aser sheni itself onto silver. And Beis Hillel says that the silver can then be transferred onto gold because silver relative to gold is considered peiros. But even so, you could still transfer the Ma'aser Sheni onto Paris. So therefore, we would say that everyone agrees also that the Ma'aser Sheni itself... Wait, what? You could still be poda the Ma'aser Sheni according to Beis Hillel, you could still be poda the Ma'aser Sheni onto silver, even though the silver is considered Paris relative to the gold. So therefore, everybody would also agree that Ma'aser Sheni could be Michalel directly onto gold, even according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says that gold is only considered peiros relative to silver, but relative to the ma'aser sheni would be considered kesef, right? My taima, how come we say that everyone agrees that you can be mechalel ma'aser sheni directly onto gold? Because midi dehava a kesef libeis hillel, right? As I just explained, hope maybe this will explain clearer because my brain might be mush and I hope I didn't confuse things. So just like Beis Hillel, who says that kesef relative to zov is considered peiros, and yet they say that you can be mechalel ma'aser sheni onto kesef. So kesef Beis Hillel afagav dechaspa legabe daiva peirave, that even though silver relative to gold they say would be considered peiros, nonetheless legabe peirativa have. Nonetheless, though, everyone agrees that you could be clearly that you could be poda the ma'aser sheni onto silver. So even though the silver relative to the gold is peiros, but you could still be mechal onto the silver. So zov nami lebeis shammai. So also the gold according to Beis Shammai. Avagav de daiva legabe kaspa peirave. Even though Beis Shammai says that the gold would be considered peiros relative to the silver, nonetheless legabe peira, but relative to the actual fruits of ma'aser sheni, tiva have, the gold would be considered money. So everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, that the ma'aser sheni itself would be able to be poda michalel onto zov. Okay, fine. V'chadomer, the other view is that af beperis al dinor in machlokas, that no, the machlokas is also with regard to can you be mechalel the ma'aser sheni itself onto gold? That the other view would say that Beis Shammai argues there as well and says that ma'aser sheni itself cannot be transferred be mechalel onto gold because gold is considered peiros; it's not considered currency. Ulmanda amra peiros al dinar in machlokas. Now, if you're going to say according to the opinion who says that the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Oh no. I think I still have 5 minutes. And so, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to get through this stuff? It's a struggle to keep up. Mom is a struggle to keep up. Now, according to the opinion who says that the machlokas is also with regard to the Meister Sheni being mischalal, the Meister Sheni itself onto gold. Well then, if that's the case, then why is the machlokas between Beshami and Basil about silver onto gold? Say that the machlokas is by the Meister Sheni itself onto gold. Right? Right, so Lamada Omer appears al dinar and machlokas. So according to the opinion who says that the machlokas between Beisham and Basil is also, but can you even transfer the Michal Meister Sheni onto gold? So Adam Miflagi Bisloy and Al Dinarin, why is the machlokas between Beisham and Basil about can you transfer silver onto gold? Liflog Bipayris al Dinarin. The machlokas should be about can you actually even transfer the Meister Sheni itself onto gold? That Beisham would say no. So they say, good question, but there's a reason why the machlokas is by silver and gold, because if ligbe peris al dinarin, because if that were the case, that the machlokas were specifically by, can you transfer the Meister Sheni onto gold, that Beishami says no, and Beisila says yes, well then I might think, hava amino, hanemili be peris al dinarin, okay, so the machlokas then between Beishami and Beisila is only by Paris al dinarin, Ava Bisloyin al dinarin, but then what about if it's been Michal onto silver and now you want to transfer the silver onto gold? Then what? Maybe then Modu Lehen Beisil Leveshame, maybe then Beisil would agree with Beishamai, the Daiva Legabi Chaspa Peri Ave, that gold relative to silver would be considered Paris. And Beisil maybe would say that you cannot transfer the silver onto gold because gold would be considered payers relative to the silver. Komash Malon, and therefore, by having the machlokas between Beisham and Beisil by silver to gold, we see that Beisil says that also by silver to gold, you can transfer silver onto gold as well. Okay. Fine. So we saw that... so we saw machlokas between Beishame and Beisilel regarding if you transferred Meister Sheni onto silver and now you want to transfer that silver onto gold. Beishame says you can't do it. Beisilel says you can do it. And we say that we have machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about is that machlokas only by gold, transferring silver, right, consolidating silver into gold, or is it even by being Michal and Meister Sheni onto gold directly? And so now, Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan u de Omar ein Michalin. So let us conclude that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Ein Michalon. That Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the machlokas is even by Meister Sheni onto gold directly, that Beishame would say that you cannot be Michalel, Meister Sheni onto gold because it's considered Paris, according to Beishame. So at this time, Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, Ein Michalon. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Osir Lilvos Dinar Bedinar. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot loan, let's say, 5 dinars and expect to get back 5 dinars. Just like you can't loan a sa'a of wheat and expect to get back a sa'a of wheat because the value could fluctuate. So the same thing with dinars. Dinar Demai. Now, which dinars are we talking about? Ilim, a dinar shel kesef. If it enters your mind that we're talking about silver dinars, well, that's preposterous. Ligabi navshe, mi ikal mando omar lav tivave. There's no opinion that says that silver coins relative to themselves are not kesef. Everyone agrees that if you lend, 5 silver dinars, you can say, pay me back 5 silver dinars. Everybody would agree that. Elepshita dinar shelzov, bidinar shelzov. So rather, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that osur lilvos dinar bidinar means a golden, right? You can't lend 5 golden dinars and say, pay me back 5 golden dinars. Ulaman, and according to Ile Beis Hillel, Ha'amritiva Ave. Now, obviously, that can't be according to Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel says that the gold would be considered currency. So, Elalav, the Beis Shammai must be that it's according to Beis Shammai, and we're saying that even relative to itself, gold is considered Paris. So then, Vishmamino, Rabbi Yochanan, Nida Omer, Ein Mechalel Linon, and therefore it must be that it's Rabbi Yochanan who's saying that you cannot be Mechalel, the Maaser Sheni, onto gold because gold is considered Paris. It's not considered Maos. Lo, we say no, the Olam Eimeloch, really I will say to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Nida Omer, Mechalel Linon, that really Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that everyone agrees that you can be Mechalel, Maaser Sheni, onto gold. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree you could be Mechalel Maaser Sheni directly onto gold. Okay, so what's pshat with when Rabbi Yochanan says that you cannot lend gold and expect to get back gold? V'shayni alvoyo, loans are different. Loans are different because came to linin mekach umimkar shavu rabban kipera, because since in our Mishnah, right, we said hazov kone es hakesef, that Zov is considered the Paris, is considered Paris. So since the rabbis considered Zov to be Paris, Daminan iu niu do okir vizil, legabe, so we say that the gold fluctuates in value, legabe alvo nami perahavi. So also, with regard to a loan, gold would be considered Paris, and you can't say, I'm going to lend you 5 gold coins and pay me back 5 gold coins, because they would be considered Paris. But by Maaser Sheni, that is not the case, and you can be poed the Maaser Sheni onto gold according to everybody. Rabbi Yochanan would say specifically by Mekach u'Memkar is when gold would be considered Paris, but not by Maaser Sheni. Yochanan Mestav, this also makes sense to say that it's Rabbi Yochanan who says that everybody would agree that it could be Mechalel Maaser Sheni onto gold. Also, Ravin Amar Biyochanan, because when Ravin came, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan Afal Pisha Amru. Even though they said Osir Lilvos Dinar Bedinar, that you cannot lend a dinar Bedinar, but Aval Michal and Maaser Sheni Olav, but you can be Michal and Maaser Sheni on a golden dinar. So Shmamina. So there you see that Rabbi Yochanan would say that everyone would agree that you can be Michal Maaser Sheni onto a golden onto golden dinars. Tashma kamnira porit sela mi maos maaser sheni. So if you were mechalel your maaser sheni onto copper coins, your mechalel your maaser sheni onto copper coins, and now you want to consolidate your copper coins into silver coins. So porit sela mi maos maaser sheni. So be shamai omrim bechol asela. So Beis Shammai says, okay, Beseder. So you can transfer all of your copper coins into silver coins, consolidate them, so you have less to schlep. Beis Hillel says, half of it you can consolidate and switch for silver coins, but keep half of it in copper coins, because when you get to Yerushalayim, you're gonna have to get change. You're gonna have to get copper coins. You're gonna have to buy food. There's gonna be stuff you're gonna have to buy immediately. Therefore, keep copper coins for yourself. He was also concerned that if everybody's gonna consolidate all their copper coins into silver coins, there's gonna be a shortage of copper coins in Yerushalayim when they get there, which means that then prices will go up and people would have less money to spend on Maaser Sheni. Okay, whatever. But so Beis Hillel says, keep half of the copper coins and only consolidate the other half. So now, but what do we see? What's evident from that Mishnah? What's evident from that Mishnah? What's evident is that clearly you could be mechalel maaser sheni onto copper, because we're talking about if you're mechalel your maaser sheni onto copper, can you then consolidate that? So everyone says, right, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking about a scenario where you mechalel your maaser sheni onto copper. So clearly both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that you can be mechalel your maaser sheni onto copper. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, isn't it a no-brainer that if you can be mechalel maaser sheni onto copper, obviously they would both then hold they can be mechalel maaser sheni onto gold. And Zakasha, it seems like we've concluded that it's Rish Lakish who says that 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 Peshamai would say that you cannot be Michal Maestro Sheni onto gold. Hashel Beshamai Legabe Prite Michal Linon, if Beshamai seems to accept that you can be Michal Maestro Sheni onto copper, Legabe Daiva Miboya, is it any question? Obviously, Beshamai would say that you can be Michal Maestro Sheni onto gold. So how could Rish Lakish say that that Beisham would argue by gold as well? The answer is Shani Prite Ba'asu Disagin Harife, that no, actually I can make the argument that copper is more likely candidate than gold, because in the places where copper is used as currency, it is used all over the show. It's used even more than silver or anything else. So therefore, it could actually make sense that, yeah, sure, Beis Shammai agrees that it could be Michal Maaser Sheni onto copper, but not necessarily onto gold. Chever, I have to stop here because it's already like basically Shabbos, and I'm going to have to pick up it from here on Sunday. My, oh my. Okay, I'm back. Lishna Achrina. All right, hopefully I remember what this is talking about. Lishna Achrina, another way to say, right, so we have Machlo, okay, right. So we have Machlo between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is that correct? What are we talking about again? I feel like I got to back up. So Be'etzem, there's Machlokes between Be'Shamai and Beis Hillel about when it comes to Maaser Sheni, and you've been Machal your Maaser Sheni onto Kesef, onto silver, okay? And the Shaila is, can you then be Michal from the silver onto gold? Be'Shamai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Now, there's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about is the machlokas specifically by silver and gold, or maybe it's even also, right, meaning one opinion is that the machlokas is davka by silver and gold, but to be mechal Maaser Sheni directly onto gold would be, everybody agrees that that would be acceptable. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that that would be acceptable. The other way to understand it is that no, the machlokas is oichit by can you even be mechal Maaser Sheni directly onto gold? Beis Shammai would say no. Beis Hillel would say yes. So now, so it says, so lishna achrina. So another way to understand this machlokas, amrila Rabbi Yechonon v'Rish Lakish. Okay, machlokas Rabbi Yechonon v'Rish Lakish. Chad omer machlokas b'sloyin al dinorin. Okay, so one view is that the machlokas is davka. Can you be mechal further the silver on to gold? The Beis Shammai sabe hakesef kesef rishin v'lo kesef sheni. It says hakesef. It says by Maaser Sheni v'tzarta hakesef biyodecho, that you'll take the silver in your hand, biyodecho, in your hand. So kesef rishon. So davka, the first level of kesef that you're poda onto, v'lo kesef sheni. You can't further be poda the kesef Maaser Sheni. Okay, that once you are podet Maaser Sheni produce onto money, done. You only have one shot. You can't further be podet onto other money. Vesil Savriya Kesef Kesef Riba. That Vesil says, look, it says, if you look at the pasuk, it says Kesef multiple times. It says Venasata ba Kesef Vitzarta ha Kesef Biyodcho. It goes to say Venasata ba Kesef Vitzarta Biyodcho. Why does it say ha Kesef multiple times to include that you can even be poded multiple times. You can be mechal Maaser Sheni onto money, and then further be mechal onto other money. V'afilu kesef sheni, even a second layer of money. Aval peiris al dinarin, but to be mechal Maaser Sheni directly onto golden coins, well, that's only one level deep. So of course, devyakom mechal linen dakati kesef rishonu. Everyone would agree that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would both agree in this view that you can be mechal Maaser Sheni directly onto gold, because as long as it's sort of just the, you know, just the initial pigeon, so it could be silver, gold, makes no difference as long as it's just one pigeon. V'chad omer ap peiris al dinarin am machlokas. Okay, and the other opinion is that the machlokas is even can you be mechalal the Maaser Sheni directly onto gold, Beishami would say no, Beisil would say yes. So Manda Omer Sloin Al Dinar Machlokes. But Frakti Gemara, if we're say if this is correct that this Machlokes is specifically when it comes to being pode silver onto gold, but everyone would agree when it comes to Maaser Sheni directly onto gold it would work because it's, you know, the two levels deep versus one level deep. So if it's all about two levels deep versus one level deep, then why are we pointing out that you were poded the Maaser Sheni onto silver? Now you want to be poded further onto gold. But if it's about, you know, two levels deep versus one level deep, not necessarily about gold versus silver, well then lifnige b'sloyin al sloyin. Well then say, even if you want to be, further if you want to transfer the Maaser Sheni Kedusha from these silver coins to other silver coins, it's still, right, it would not be acceptable because it's two layers deep. And it has nothing to do with gold versus silver. It has to do with one layer versus two layers. Enochinami, but i'afligei b'sloin al-sloin, but if you were to do that, if you would say that the machlokas is, you know, two layers versus one layer, right? So Beishami says sloin further onto sloin does not work, and Beisil says it does work. Well, then you might think that Beisil says, Havamina, Hanemina b'sloyin al sloyin, that when Beisil says that you can go two layers deep, it's davka transferring from silver onto silver. Ava b'sloyin, sloyin al dinorin, but silver onto gold, modu Beisil l'beishamai, I would say that Beisil then would agree with Beishamai, didaiv l'gabe kaspa peirave, that gold relative to silver would be considered fruits rather than money. Velo mechal linon, and I would say that Beisil would say that you cannot be mechal from silver onto gold. Kamash malon. Therefore, the machlokes is between silver, specifically by silver onto gold, to teach that Beisil would say that you can be poda two levels deep. It's even from silver onto gold. Okay. Now, fakti gemara toshma, come in here. Haporit zelo shomayz esheni biyushalayim. Okay, so if you come to Yerushalayim and you have silver coins, you repoda your Maaser Sheni at home onto silver coins, you bring those silver coins to Yerushalayim, and now you have to spend them. Now, silver coins are a large denomination. Is that a word? I feel like maybe not. But like a coin, maybe it is. I'm not exactly sure. But like, that's a very, silver is, in order to like, practically speaking, to like, buy stuff, you're gonna have to break that down into bronze, into copper coins, which are worth less, and you can actually buy stuff with, right? It's like having $100 bills versus like $10 bills or $1 bills. The others, I mean, honestly, I don't really use cash anymore, so I don't even like know what's normal. And I also haven't been in America spending U.S. dollars in cash for a very long time, so like I don't even know what is what anymore. But the point is, silver coins are like larger denomination. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like it does, but I also feel like it doesn't. But I also feel like it does. So you want to break that down to spend it. So Beishami says, okay, so break it all down into copper coins, no problem, and so you could spend it. Beisil says, no, you should break up half of it onto a coin, onto the copper, so that you can spend it. But Beisil advises to keep the other half in silver coins, just in case you don't end up spending it. You'll be stuck with these copper coins, and you'll have to schlep them back, and or you might change them, but you know, it's just, it might be, and then if everyone's like changing all their coins, they might run out of copper coins. So Beisil says, look, start out by converting half of the silver coins, and then you can, you know, as necessity dictates, you know, keep on converting more. But hashta kaspe legave prite michal linon. But what do we see? We see though that both Beishami and Beisil do seem to be on the same page that it's okay to transfer the Kedushas Maaser Sheni from the silver onto copper, right? What does Beishami say? Beishami says, if you're mechalo Maaser Sheni onto silver and you bring that silver to Yerushalayim, then transfer the Maaser Sheni from the silver onto copper so that you could spend it on food in Yerushalayim. So clearly, Beishami seems to be okay with converting, with transferring the Maaser Sheni Kedusha from silver onto copper. So two levels deep seems to be acceptable to them. Right? So hasha kaspa ligabe prite mechalinon v'lo aminon kesefishon v'lo kesef sheni. And we're not concerned about, you know, one level deep, two levels deep. Ligabe daiva d'choshev minei. So then, coming back to gold, which is more valuable than copper, where am I? Mi aminon kesefishon v'lo kesef sheni. So why? So that wouldn't make any sense. Say kesefishon v'lo kesef sheni, right? Meaning if Beis Shammai seems to have no problem with transferring silver onto copper, which is a less valuable coin, well then certainly Beis Shammai would have no problem transferring silver onto gold, which is a more valuable coin. So why are we saying that, no, there's a problem, you can't go two levels deep? Two levels deep seems to be completely fine. Where am I? To which Rava says, no, people, don't get carried away. We're talking about Yerushalayim, that when you get to Yerushalayim with the silver coins and you want to transfer them onto copper coins, that's going to be completely fine. Everybody would agree that that's okay. Shani Yerushalayim dichzibe v'nosate kesef b'chol asher tayv v'nafshecha b'boker v'atzon. The Pasuk says that when you get to Yerushalayim, you're going to have to be able to buy things. And you can't buy things with silver coins, which are too large. So you have to break them down in order to buy things. So therefore, it's going to be okay. But back at home, I would say you would not be able to go two levels deep. Toshma, coming here. Haporit sela mimaos meiser sheni. So somebody who's on his way to Yerushalayim, somebody who's going to Yerushalayim, and he's got all these silver coins. Oh, this was the... This is what we saw earlier, right? Somebody who's on his way to Yerushalayim, and he's got all these copper coins, and he wants to consolidate the copper coins into silver coins, so that it's less to schlep. Bishami says, okay, transfer all the copper, you know, convert all the copper coins to silver coins, no problem. Basil says, no, convert half of them into silver, but the other keep as copper. So we see that Beis Shammai has no problem transferring Meister Sheni onto copper and then onto silver. So the whole two layers deep things doesn't seem to be an issue for Beis Shammai. No, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree you can go two levels deep. There's no problem with that. Vafilu kesef sheni, you can go two levels deep. Eli itma Reb Yechonon Reb Shimon ben Lakish hachi itma. Rather, the machlokas between Reb Yechonon and Reb Lakish is the following. Chad or machlokas besloyin al dinorin. That so, according to one opinion, the machlokas is by can you convert specifically silver coins onto gold coins? The Beis Shammai saver gazrinon shema yashe aliyosov. That Beis Shammai says no, you can't transfer the silver onto gold, because we're concerned specifically by silver and gold that, let's say it's 25 silver coins for one gold coin. We're concerned that what if you only have 20 coins? And you say, I don't want to schlep 20 silver coins. Maybe let me wait till next year, till I have more Meister Sheni, and I'll transfer, you know, and then I'll be machal more of it, and then maybe I'll be able to convert them better into golden coins, and I'll have less to schlep. But right now, I don't want to schlep 20 coins, and we're concerned, therefore, that he's going to, you know, leave it from year to year in the interest of trying to consolidate. Because sometimes you won't have enough silver coins to convert into one, to consolidate into one gold coin. Velo masik, so he's going to end up just simply not taking them to Yerushalayim, and we don't want that. Beisil savi lo gazrinon shemayash al Yosef. Beisil says, it's not such a concern. The chilom malu nami bedinra asuke masik lo. Beisil says, look, I mean, even if it's only 20 silver coins, you know, they're not gonna, it's not gonna stop them from bringing them to Yerushalayim. Right, because they're not going to say, well, I can't consolidate it into one gold coin, so I'm not bringing it all. They're not going to say that. Therefore, it's not a concern. And therefore, you can transfer silver onto gold. And we're not concerned about scenarios where you don't have enough silver coins. But everyone would agree that, can you convert Meister Sheni directly onto gold? Why not? The issue is transferring from silver to gold. But Maiser Sheni directly onto gold, who cares? What's the big problem? The Chaim de Markeve lo mashilu, because even Beishama would say that, you know, you're not going to say, well, I don't have enough fruits in order to be a full dinar, so I'm not going to be part of them at all. No, you're not going to do that because fruits are going to go bad, so you're obviously not going to make them wait. Fine. So V'chad Omar, Afilu b'peiris al dinarin nami machlokes, that even by peiris al dinarin there is still right Maaser Sheni directly onto gold. The other opinion would be that there's also machlokes in Beishamah's Beisila. There Beishamah says no, Beisila says yes. Fine. Okay, Givaldi. So now we gave a few reasons to explain the machlokes. The first reason, if I can remember from 2 days ago, was, I think, is gold considered fruit or money relative to the silver? I think that's what it was. And if it's considered fruit, then you're not allowed to do that, right? It's an iser, meaning mida oraisa, it wouldn't be allowed. You can't convert the money onto fruits, or the Maaser Sheni onto fruits. The other way that we did it was that's a gezeiras hakasuv, right? Two levels deep versus one level deep. And then the third way to explain it was it's a gezeiras derabanan, that that Beisham is concerned that maybe we'll end up leaving them from 1 year to the next. So the first ways that we explained it was mida oraisa, and the third one was mida rabanan. So bishlamal ach lishna da'omai to mida oraisa mishra shayiv rabanan hu degazu bay. So I understand according to the way that we just explained it now, that the reason that the machlokas between Beisham and Beisila is about a gezerah derabanan. Do the rabbanon make a gezerah that we don't want you to convert it from a silver to gold, because then you might take it from 1 year to the next? Hanu dekatoni yaise velo yaise. That's why if we look back at the Mishnah at the beginning of the daf, right? Tananosim Beisham Om lo yaise odem sloim dinrei zov. A person should not make the silver coins into consolidate them into gold coins. The Ketani Yaisav Eliyaisav Elahach Lishno Da Omer to Mida Oraisa Pligi. But if you say that it's a machlokas of is it allowed or isn't it allowed Mida Oraisa Michalin Velo Michalinon Miboyle, well then it shouldn't say Yaisa or not Yaisa. It should be Michalin or not Michalin. Meaning, are you allowed to be Michal? If you do it, is it a kosher pidyon? So it should be right Michalin or not Michalin, not do it or don't do it. Kilu. Do it or don't do it means it's either way with midaraisa be it would midaraisa work, but we're saying do it or don't do it. The Beishama says don't do it because it's zera derabanan. Beisila says you can do it; it's fine. But everyone agrees that it would midaraisa be kosher. But if you say that the machlokes in Beishama Beisila is bad, does it bichlal work midaraisa or midarabanan? Then it should be michalinon. You're allowed to do it; it would be kosher. Lo michalin, you're not allowed to do it; it wouldn't be kosher. Right? It would be whether it's kosher, not whether you whether we sort of. Whether you can do it or whether you can't do it, midarabanan, we allow you to do it or not, but midaraisa would be kosher. So because it says yaisa and lo yaisa, it sounds like we're talking about dindarabanan versus whether or not it's kosher midaraisa. Kasha, it's taka, good kasha on those first two ways of explaining. Chavis, and now we move on to an extremely interesting sugya. We move on to Kinyan Chalifin. I think it's pretty cool. The reason why I think it's pretty cool is because I feel like I always kind of wondered how this sort of mysterious Kinyan Chalifin works. It does feel kind of mysterious. And as I think I pointed out yesterday, sure, yeah, it came up in Masechta Kiddushin. That's where we talk about Kinyanim. Yeah, we've been talking about Kinyanim since Masechta Kiddushin, right? Karka, metaltalin, different ways, right? Nechasim sheish lemachayis, nechasim shein lemachayis. I couldn't remember if the word was nechasim or not, whatever. But here we're really getting into the nitty gritty of kinyan chalifin, right? I think I pointed out yesterday, I can't remember what's what anymore because also I'm in the middle of recording the daf. I stopped in the middle. But we're about to sell a chometz, right? The way it works, you go to the rabbi, the shul, in most cases, and you make a kinyan chalifin. In my case over here in Achlot, the rabbi, I think he sometimes uses his pen, but he's definitely used his yarmulke in the past, right? He's wearing a hat, and under that he has a yarmulke, takes out his yarmulke, gives it to me, pick up the yarmulke, and now, so I pick up his yarmulke, and he gets my chometz. and then he sells it for me. So, right, so how does that work? You go to Chasana, at the Chasana's dish, the Chasana, it picks up a pen and somehow something happens. Well, how does this exactly work? So we're going to get into it. We're going to be discussing this. But the Shaila here, which is interesting. So like what exactly could be used, right? It's so mysterious. Like what's the deal with the pen, right? So you go to sell your chametz. You know, so the rabbi gives you his pen and you pick up his pen and he gets your chametz. What's the deal with the pen? What can you use? Can you use anything? Does that have to be worth something? So the Shaila now is, can you use money? Can the rabbi give you a few coins and you pick up the coins and then now the chametz belongs to him? So how does that work? Can you use money? It's also an interesting Shaila also, right? Because like, for example, we go back to the pizza, right? If we go back to the pizza, so we said that when you go to pay for your pizza, so the way it works is that you pick up the pizza, and when you pick up the pizza, now it's yours, and you now have to pay for it. But now you have to pay for it. But what about, is it possible that we could do it this way? That, right, so meaning we said that I pick up the pizza, now it's my pizza, now I have to pay for it, and I pay. What if we did it the other way around? What if I pay first? So we said that if I pay first, even though he picks it up and he owns it, it makes no difference. There's no kinyan at all. Either one of us can renege, technically speaking, right? We said, but if you do it, then the God who punished the Dor HaMavonim and Dor HaFlug or whatever, fine. We said that once Zevi the pizza monger picks up the money, there's not been any kinyan yet. What about kinyan chalifin though? Maybe can we say that when Zevi the pizza monger picks up the money, so he acquires the money and I acquire the pizza, kinyan chalifin. So again, so the shaila is, can money be used for a kinyan chalifin? We can use a pen, we can use a yarmulke, can you use money? And the interesting enough kamina is, so can we say that when the pizza monger picks up the money, so he acquires the money and I may acquire the pizza? So it's taka machlekes, Rav and Levi, about can money be used as this item for the kinyan chalifin. So itmar Rav and Levi's machlekes, Rav and Levi chad, omar matbeya naisa chalifin. One opinion is that, yeah, sure, just like you can use a pen, just like you can use a yarmulke, you can use money. And, you know, the pizza monger picks up the money, and now the pizza's mine. He gets the money, I get the pizza. The other opinion is that, no, you can use a yarmulke, you can use a pen, you can't use money. You can pay with money, but not, there's no kinyan chalifin with money. Amar Papa says, Rav Papa, my time of the mando Omar, ain mat be anaisa chalifin. What's Pshat with the opinion who says that you cannot use money for chalifin? Mishum de daite atzurta. Because when a person picks up money, they're thinking that their intention is on the coin. Is on the right. The coin is minted. It's minted with a particular king or something. Vitzurta avide de batla. But you can be mavatal a coin, right? Right, right. You have a coin with a certain king on it. That king dies, there's a new king. They invalidate all the previous coins from that king and they make a new coin. So a coin is something that can inherently become invalidated, as opposed to like, you know, a yarmulke. No, nobody's going to invalidate a yarmulke. It can break, it can get lost, whatever it is, but you're nobody's going to say, okay, that yarmulke is invalid. It's bottle. No, right? But a coin, they could say, okay, it no longer has any value, it's useless now. So therefore, because a coin is something that can become batal, so therefore it can't be used for chalifin, period. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hazov koine es akesef. So we said that zov, that gold, is able to be kone kesef. One second. Yeah. Okay, fine. So Rashi says Azov Dinrei Zov Davile Matbeya, right? So our Mishnah had said that somebody walks into the gold shop, and we're talking about gold coins. So the buyer picks up the gold coins, and Kone Esakes, if you want to say what that means, is that when the buyer picks up the gold coins, so Mimele, his silver coins now belong to the goldmonger. So it sounds like Matbeya Naisa Khalifin, that these gold coins can be picked up, and now the silver coins belong to the goldmonger. So it's not Azov Koines Al Kesef, that picking up the gold coins, Memele makes a Kinyan Khalifin, so that the goldmonger now immediately owns my silver coins that are in my pocket. So my lab a Khalifin, Vishmaminim Matbeya Naisa Khalifin. So we see that a coin can be used for Khalifin. Lo, no, bidomim. No, it means with Torah as domim, a sale, right? Meaning, the purchaser picks up the golden coins, and now he has a chiyuv, he has a schaivus to pay the goldmonger silver coins. Then why does the Mishnah say that picking up the gold coins makes a kinyan on the kesef, which sounds like a kinyan khalifin, for the goldmonger that he now owns the silver? Tni michayev. Meaning, why does it say kinyan? It should say chiyuf, right? That picking up the gold makes a schaivus to now pay the kesef in a chinami. So tni azov michayev. So say that gold is michayev you to have to pay. This taka makes sense that we're talking about it is chayvus midikatani seifa from the fact that it says hakesef eino kone es azov, because it says that kesef, the silver coins, do not make a kinyan chali, do not make a kinyan on the gold. Right? We had said in the Mishnah that if the buyer picks up the gold coins, so he acquires the gold coins, and now the kinyan is finalized, and he now needs to pay the goldmonger the silver coins. But we said the opposite is not true. That if he first pays the goldmonger silver coins, and the goldmonger picks up the silver coins, there is no kinyan yet. Either one can technically still renege. Now, I amait b'shlomo bidomim, so this makes sense if we're talking about payment, right? I get it. The purchaser picks up the gold. He now acquires the gold. He needs to then pay the silver. The opposite is not true. If he first pays the silver and the goldmonger picks up the silver, that is no kinyan. De amrinon, hainu de amrinon, daiva peira bechaspa tivo. So we're saying, be'etzem, that the gold is considered in the, right, the fruits, and the silver is considered the currency. Vitiva Peira lo koni, and money doesn't make the kinyan, right? The mishicha on the fruits makes the kinyan. In this case, that's the goal. Eli omed ba chalifin, but if you say that it's a kinyan chalifin, well then tarvayu liknei ahadode. Well, just like then picking up the gold makes a kinyan chalifin for the silver, then I should say fakert as well. That the goldmonger picking up the silver, memele, means that the buyer now owns the gold. But we say that it doesn't work that way around, so therefore it must not be a kinyan chalifin, we must be talking about a kinyan domin, a regular purchase. Ve'od and more so, Tanya, we learn, and ve'od Tanya, we learn in a price, a kesef eino kone es azov, that silver is not kone the gold. Ketzad, how is this? Mochar lo esim v'chamisha dinarin shel kesef bedinar shel zov. Okay, if he's selling 25 silver coins for one golden coin, afal pisha moshach es hakesef, even though the person who's receiving the silver picks up, makes a meshicha on the kesef, lo kono, the person purchasing the gold has not yet, right, there's no kinyan, until the person acquiring the gold makes a kinyan meshicha on the gold. Yomit bishlama bidomim. So I understand if we're talking about a sale. Well then, mishum achi lo koni, that is why there is no kinyan, because the zov is the peiris, the kesef is the maos, and the kinyan happens when the peiris are, when there's a meshicha on the peiris. Eliyu omit bachalifin, but if we're talking about a kinyan chalifin, nikne, then when the person receiving the silver picks up the silver, then the person receiving the gold should own the gold. But we don't say that. Rather, it is elamai. Okay, fine. So elamai bedamim. Okay, but then the Gemara asks, fine. So now you're so sure that we're talking about a right Torah as damim, as a sort of payment. Yochi, if that's the case, ema reisha. But then what about the reisha? Azov kone es hakesef. That gold, when a meshicha on the gold is kone kesef, ketzad, how is this? Machu lo dinar shazor be'esim v'chamisha dinar shel kesef. If he sells one golden dinar for 25 silver dinars, kemetche moshech es azov, so once he does a kinyan meshicha on the gold, nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu, well then the silver becomes, you know, the sellers, wherever that silver may be. That sounds like a kinyan chalifin to me. That the buyer makes a kinyan meshicha on the buyer makes a meshicha on the gold, and punkt, and at that time the silver now belongs to the goldmonger, wherever that silver might be. That sounds like a kinyan chalifin to me. The omer b'shlama b'chalifin. So if we say kinyan chalifin, hanu dekatani nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu. That's why it says that the kesef now belongs to the goldmonger, wherever that silver might be. But if we're talking about sort of a payment, what do you mean that the silver belongs to the goldmonger wherever it is? It should say that once the purchaser does a kinyan meshicha on the gold, he now has a chiyuv to pay silver to the goldmonger. What does it mean it automatically belongs to the goldmonger wherever it is? So Rav Ashi says, hold your horses. We are talking about Torah as domim. Payment. What does it mean that it belongs to the goldmonger wherever the silver is? Kimos shehu, as it is. Kedo omar lei, I omar lei, that it's as the purchaser says that he's going to do it. I omar lei me'arniki chadoshi yavin olach. If he says I'm going to pay you from a purse of new coins, lo motzi yoev lei me'arniki yishana. So he can't pay the goldmonger from old coins. I forgot that adifei minayu, even though old coins might be better, my time to omer le liyashin kobo inalu, because the goldmonger says, look, I'm looking to save these coins, and therefore the older coins might kind of go, you know, get, I don't know, decayed or something. So therefore I specifically want the new coins. So b'chol makom shehu means it in the condition that were agreed upon to be paid. Okay, fine. Very, very interesting stuff. And the Gemara is now going to continue, not now, but tomorrow, to discuss this concept of can you use money for the for this Kenyan Khalifin. Super interesting stuff. Okay, fine. So that was Daf Meme. We initially were exploring the concept of Zov considered Paris or Maos, right? We got into this whole sugya about the Meister Sheni, Bimchal silver of Meister Sheni onto gold, Machlokz Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Reb Yochanan, Reb Shlokish, and then we started this very interesting sugya about can money be used as a catalyst in a Kenyan Khalifin, and we're going to continue on this discussion tomorrow. Peace out.